Welcome to We Are Listening, an audio broadcast. I'm your host, Jolene Scarris. This is part 4 of a 4-part series on the UN Convention on the Right of the Child. This November marks the 20th year since the convention was agreed upon by 192 countries. In the final part of our 4-part series, we interview John Mason, a longtime advocate of children's rights in Canada. John says Canada could do so much more for our children. To keep the spirit of the International Convention on the Rights of a Child, he says we must start by meaningfully engaging and involving youth in the program that affects them.
Hey, my name is John Mason, and I have been working in the field since 1973. Done a number of things from being a child and youth care worker, which is my background, to starting an agency in Alberta to work with youth, and was to do things differently. And then from there I moved to Ottawa to help found the Canadian Child Welfare Association. Certainly in Canada, some of the rights that I've seen change in the last since I started, really, one of the main things is around the participation of young people in decision-making and being aware of things that are happening to them, having input into different systems. So when I started, young people were to be preferably not seen and definitely not heard. And the difference now is that not only are they seen and participating, they often are sought out for input. Still not always with the due respect due them, but compared to before, it's certainly more. Same in Australia, having watched the development there from the 15 years or so that I've been back and forth working there several times, there's been much more movement again in youth participation. Certainly the youth in care movement in Australia has become far more a part of the service delivery system, so different advocates, offices, or whatever they're called in different states there, work closely with the young people and actually contract out for young people's organization to do some of the work for them in terms of getting youth participation, doing interviews of young people, and just research projects.
What does the UNCRC mean to you and the young people that you work with?
I think for me, it sort of legitimizes some of what needed to be stated. So for me, it's about it encourages the participation, which has always been important to me. And of course, it sort of defines other rights that adults may not necessarily think about. So for me, and in the work I do, some of what we're trying to do is try to ensure that those rights that are in the UN Convention are recognized. I think they're often not implemented. I think people know them, but I don't think the rights are necessarily respected. And so when you talk about unfair punishment, I think the systems that care for kids often don't recognize that. In word, we recognize it and agree with it, but in actual how we do things, that they're not always done. Just a number of things that are in the convention that aren't sort of followed through on.
And how do you think the government at all level has done when it comes to children's rights?
I would suggest in the actual implementation of rights, they've not done well. I don't think that, in terms of Canada in particular, had difficulty because of the way we operate as a country. So in fact, the federal government ratified it, but it took a few more years before the last provincial government did. And the reality is that even the province that was the last one to ratify it, the people in the province didn't know it had been ratified, because many of the professionals still don't think it's been ratified. I'm not sure that it's had any impact at all, and I think that Canada likes to suggest that it's been implementing the rights, but I think as they look at things around youth justice and the money they throw at programs and issues, don't necessarily focus on the rights.
Stepping back and looking at the convention itself and recognizing that the 20th anniversary is coming up, how do you think it has worked for young people in this province and in the country? And then if you want to take it on the international level, you're more than welcome to.
I think in the international level, it's probably had more of an impact in some countries. I certainly believe in Australia, there's been a more of a connection to the rights, like it's more talked about than it is in Canada. There, the federal government is a little bit stronger. England, the same thing. I think they often come from a rights base. They've been losing that a bit, but in general, they've always had rights as a part of their mandate, and so I think they've been a little more focused in it in terms of children and young people in Canada. I don't really think that it's made much of a difference because I don't think that the general public understands it or even necessarily agrees with it. I don't think that the governments have touted it. It's certainly in the Ontario legislation for the Children's Advocate. But if we were actually to stand on the United Nations Convention in terms of all that's in there, I would say that most of the time the rights of our children and young people are not being recognized or at least being actually dealt with properly. I think we should be further ahead than we are. I think it needs a commitment of the federal government. I think some provinces are probably more committed to it than our federal government. And I don't mean just the current federal government. I think there's been a few that have touted it but not actually really believed in it in a heartfelt way. So I think it's really about who's going to provide leadership, and hopefully it would be the federal government around the importance of the convention, standing up for rights of children and young people, and walking the walk as opposed to talking and not walking.
Now, of the 52 conventions, which one would you say is the one that resonates the most with you and why?
For me, the most important, and I don't know the number, is again the youth participation. I think that young people are not included in decision-making enough. Certainly there's been movement in that, and I think that's probably prior to the convention, but I think the convention has maybe helped a bit, because those in the helping profession, while they don't like to be questioned, they do believe in youth having a voice. What can happen when young people have a say and are consulted on things can have an impact, and I've seen it in child sexual abuse legislation at the federal level. I've seen it at the local level in terms of some of the legislation that's been brought in, and young people have had a say in it and participated in it. It actually has made a difference in terms of what's been agreed upon or implemented, and sometimes changes have been made.
And many people argue about measurable success. In terms of the convention in Canada, how would we measure whether or not we are moving forward in the right direction?
I'm not sure what it would take, because I don't think any reports that are prepared on the UN convention actually address seriously the reality of what we're doing. I'm not sure how you would measure it, and given Canada's makeup, it makes it even more difficult. But there must be a way. There is a way. I think the convention should be vetted in any policies that are developed or guidelines in terms of children and youth services, because I think you can have the convention there and say, yes, we've ratified it, but if the legislation or the policies and the procedures you're putting in place in terms of the various systems to help negate what the rights are, then there needs to be a melding of the two to look at it. Either that, or just say we don't believe in the convention and do what you want anyway. Trans people in general should have education around it, because when we hear about what goes on in some community centers, or what we hear goes on in school systems, what we hear go on in recreation centers in terms of how children and young people are treated or their rights not respected, I think there's a general need further to be far more public education beyond just the one narrow focus of our office. Maybe not us doing it, because I think we have a mandate that's pretty clear, but I think somebody should be taking responsibility to educate the public and what does it really mean to give children and young people rights.
If you could put recommendations forward to push the convention another 20 years successfully, what would your recommendations be?
It is about public education on the wide public about what it is and what it really means, and the other part is around looking at all of the policies and procedures that are developed for children and young people, whether that be in the children's mental health system, the education system, sports and recreation, all of them, to look at the convention to see how closely it melds in with what the rights are that the UN Convention articulates. The 20th anniversary is a little more poignant because Michael Jupp was one of the people that pushed so strongly to get the convention, spent much of his life moving it, and then he died of a heart attack about 3 weeks before the convention was ratified at the United Nations. And I knew Michael quite well, and so it's nice to see the life work of somebody who committed his whole being to it, being celebrating 20 years.
You've just heard John Meston, children's rights advocate, speaking on Canadian implementation of the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child. This concludes the final segment of our four-part series, We Are Listening, an audio broadcast. We thank the Ontario Provincial Advocate for Children and Youth, as well as the Network Community Group, East York Service Centre, and the Lost Lyrics Project for these interviews and performance. For more information, please visit provincialadvocate.om.ca. I've been your host, Jelaine Skyers. Series producers, Audrey Wandulu, Jackie Harrison, with special thanks to the Lost Lyrics and East Metro Youth Services. We Are Listening is dedicated to children and youth of Ontario.